Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
It's crazy, Steve.
What's that?
How good Sand Hills is.
Yep.
We're not even in the Sand Hills. And they're Sand Hills Global, and they're killing it. How can you be that good?
They're not even
in
the Sand
Hills. We're not even in the Sand Hills, and yet they have the it's a monstrosity, a conglomerate. And they did it without even being the Sand Hills, and they named it the Sand Hills. That's good.
Because they're compliant.
Yes, compliant.
Compliance.
Outworking everybody. You know what? The little details like that, everything unravels. It's never the big stuff. It's when the little things start to slide.
Oh, okay.
And nothing slides there. I'm just going to ask you guys. Do you guys think... How about right now? Is the game sliding? No, but do you like how COVID changed how basketball coaches dress? I don't.
I don't at all.
They used to be
there's a few that are still
coat and tie.
Patino.
I think Calipari wears it. He wears a suit.
I don't.
He red blazer, doesn't he?
He wears a suit. I don't think he wears tie.
But now it's just quarter zip. There's guys now. NBA head coaches, they're just wearing a shirt, long sleeve shirt.
100%. JJ Redick?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
When I dress with those pants, those funny pants, what do you call those pants?
The joggers.
Joggers.
Yeah.
They wear joggers.
Yeah. Yep.
Coaches wear joggers.
PGA golfers are wearing joggers. That's a strange look for golfers.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden this little pieces. Think that'll ever happen at Sand Hills? Think all of a sudden they're gonna be showing up in flip flops and cargo shorts? I don't think so.
You know, and I also saw that Carson Schott, our friend, is so busy with work right now. He's selling he's got a golf cart for sale. He doesn't have time to use the golf cart.
He's eliminated fun from
I
his text life.
I texted him. He's like, yeah, I don't have time for that in my life anymore. I'm just so busy.
Don't have time for that in my life.
He's selling his golf cart.
He did chime in today. Carson chimed in just to check in and let us know he was listening. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Carson.
Very nice of him.
How much on that golf cart? I'm not buying, but somebody.
Well, I bet it's by $40,000.
No,
Carson's.
Okay,
I bet it is.
We got a situation before we get back to overreactions here.
Is it breaking news?
No, it's not breaking news. But somebody
is it about
says,
Vicky Sue Nelson.
No, you'll like this. This is I've been a breaker since the ticket came on the air in 2011. Wow. I would like to invite Coach Bush for a beer or drink of his choice to Meadowlark Listening Room in Sterling on Thursday when he's finished with his scheduled talk at the high school.
That might happen. That might
Sterling?
In Sterling when you're
going down
Thursday.
To Sterling on Thursday.
You're going to Sterling?
You have an invite for a beer or drink of your choice at Meadowlark Listening Room in Sterling Thursday.
Sounds like an incredible place. Meadowlark Listening Room.
Listening Room is at a bar.
Probably.
That's Jessica, by the way. Jessica,
yes.
You should go in there.
In Sterling.
I probably will stop by.
Can you stop by and just have a...
Yes, I'm... Yes.
Even if it's a water, you don't have... You go stop by.
Yeah, you've been invited. This is Thursday. Will you be on the show Friday?
Yes. That's always the thing.
I shouldn't ask
Sterling's not
like
far away. Is that an hour? How far is Sterling?
Probably an hour.
Yeah.
Not very far. Sterling's south.
South.
Kind of southeast. Southeast is what it would be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there's your invite from Jessica.
How about Jessica? She's a breaker.
She knows you're coming to
town.
People
are listening to our show.
God,
that's incredible.
Always a little surprising.
All right, back to where CBS Sports had their overreactions post-spring. We've gone through about, I don't know, 7 or 8 so far.
These are great, by
Michigan
the way.
State we're at now. The overreaction is we have a coach we can trust. Had issues with Mel Tucker with, you know, off the field stuff. Not so much on the field, off the field situation with him. Jonathan Smith just didn't work out on the field in terms of the results there. They believe with Pat Fitzgerald, they have a coach they can trust. Is that an overreaction or a proper reaction?
I think so. The one thing I do, I'm 100% in agreement in my own mind that these years off, what was Fitz off? 2 years or three?
Ooh.
Two?
I want to say 3 years.
But during that.
3 years off.
During that time. He was he's very well moneyed. He knew he was going to get back in. So he spent a lot of time working on his plan. And so I think when you have that, when you get thrown like from one job to the other and your head's just spinning, you don't have a lot of time to sit down and go, okay, I'm going to get back in this. Now we got NIL. Now we have the portal. Now we have all these different things. What are my answers? He did not hire one person from his staff at Northwestern.
Well, they were 4-20 his last 2 years.
That man pulled LeVar Woods from Iowa, has been there forever.
They were
to Michigan State.
I repeat, me and Jake used to go.
Well, we have butted heads on Pat Fitzgerald.
And I always had to remind Jake of his record. 4-20 in his last 2 years.
It was a rough finish to the era at Northwestern. The man did make 2 out of 3 Big Ten title games, though.
The man was 2-16 in the league in his last 2 years. And if you go 3 of the last 4, he was 3-24 in the league.
That's not good.
Hang on a second.
I'm not going to defend that, but
he had a nice run there.
He did have
a nice run, but when you go, there is nobody getting hired off of a 1-11 season.
I always was very resistant to the Fitzgerald is.
Well, we fought about
savior.
This before this run of bad play. Mm-hmm. He was actually having success. Now you look better with the way he finished there.
Thanks.
But he did make 2 out of 3 Big Ten title games.
Sparty, by the way, has had just one good season in 6 years since D'Antonio retired. Right. D'Antonio was a dude. He was
at the highest level.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Made a playoff.
Yeah.
Got shut out by Alabama, but made a playoff. Mm-hmm. Next up, Minnesota. Mo Ibrahim's hiring means the run game is finally back.
You know he was the running backs coach?
I had no idea.
Did not know that. I think.
I didn't know that.
No, if someone said gun to head, no. I don't think I would have made sure that would happen.
That 2022 game you were part of, we both were there. He was amazing. Yep. You shut him down in the first half. And then he just willed the team to win. He's good.
He was a hell of a running back.
He was a tough dude, yeah. Bill. Tough.
He's a classic example of how much tread you have on your tire. When he got to the NFL, the number of carries. I mean, how many times do you have like 30 plus? I mean,
too much.
He
tread.
Carried. He had so many more contacts on his body, and he was just beat up. But yeah.
And if you saw him walking down O Street, even in his prime, you wouldn't have said, "Whoa, what an athlete that is." You wouldn't. Yeah. I saw him at Big Ten Media Days. Yeah, I saw him at Big Ten Media Days. I mean, Farley looks better than him.
Ibrahim?
At age 50. I'm not joking. I mean, he was unremarkable looking.
But then he got on the field.
Oh, God, he was tough. Good.
But when you talk about a team that was struggled offensively, I mean, what did Minnesota finish last year? It had to be like 125.
No, they were bad.
Offensively, it was
bad. Running the ball, they were tied for 116th in FBS at 3.57 yards per carry.
It was horrific.
But they couldn't move the ball. They beat Nebraska down still, 24-6.
How'd they get 24 points? I'm trying to think back on what happened in that game.
They had a long run that helped them out. And Nebraska just didn't do anything right.
Well, they sacked Raiola 9 times. That's one thing they did. That did hurt.
Yep. That did hurt.
They'd only had like once, like they had no sacks.
They had an 18-play drive, like 10 minutes. They had a long drive.
Minnesota, you're right, 129th in total offense.
Yeah, it was horrific.
Not good.
Yeah, it was horrific to watch.
Northwestern.
Next up, Chip Kelly instantly transforms our offense. That's an overreaction.
What a massive overreaction.
Well, here's a couple things. Would I like the hire? Absolutely. But Chip Kelly was in the guru status, went to Las Vegas, couldn't get a first down.
No.
Couldn't get a first down.
No, he could not.
So there's no magic. What I'm saying is there's not these magic plays where it's just, okay, we have these. That isn't how it works.
What do you have at Oregon and Ohio State?
The better players almost every night. So every day.
At every position.
At every position. That's what helps you. That's what makes things way better. That was like I was reading about the defensive coordinator at Ohio State. And he talked about just how much he loves college football. He has the best players in the country. That's fun to coach.
Oh God!
When you're trying to figure out a way, how do we stop these guys? And we don't have enough players to stop them. We got to find a way. So you're there till 3 a.m. trying to figure something out.
Great.
How to make one call better. But when you have the best players in the country, it's fun to coach. It's a lot of fun. So when he's at Oregon State and Ohio State and had the best players in the country. That was a lot of fun. So that's the part will be interesting.
Ohio State's overreaction is Arthur Smith taking over play calling. Let's Ryan Day be the CEO he needs to be.
Doesn't even sound like overreaction to me. Sounds kind of legitimate. Sounds kind of legit.
Yeah. Arthur Smith is an interesting hire. His offenses have just never done like incredible numbers in the league.
I thought it was an interesting hire too.
It was disappointing in Atlanta. It wasn't great in Pittsburgh. Playoffs. And Tennessee's offense was okay before he went to become the head coach in Atlanta. I don't get the Arthur Smith craze in any level.
Oregon.
He's going to have incredible players, though, so it'll look good.
That is true. Oregon says, this is the year we finally win a national championship. Overreaction.
It says, no program has knocked on the door more consistently without breaking through. Lanning is 48-8 in four seasons.
Now, we talk about just locally how the Indiana success stings, right? It stings hard in this state. Imagine how it stings up in Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine
how they do that. We've been here the whole time for years.
We've been here for like 25 years. We're funded. We're Nike. We're Oregon.
We played in title games.
We've been in title games before. We are rolling. We are a rank. What? What just happened? I mean, if you're Phil Knight, I mean, at some point in time, it's like, someone's got to walk me through this.
Yeah.
How did this happen?
They've lost two championships.
They played head-to-head, and Indiana just crushed them
at home
in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right.
Doors came off early.
Wasn't it? First play of the game, touchdown.
Doors came off early.
That's right.
I mean, game was over at half.
They lost to Indiana twice.
Game was
last
over
year.
At halftime.
Oregon, Indiana, game over at halftime.
Penn State.
Matt Campbell was the right hire all along.
That was a 50. It says the 58-day coaching search.
It was a mess.
Well, they weren't going to hire someone, name a new coach, like, you know,
it was mid October that Franklin got fired.
It says Penn State missed on several top candidates before pulling Matt Campbell. God, they did stumble into a good one. Before getting Matt Campbell.
I asked Steve yesterday.
Oh boy.
I said, when all this stuff was going on with who the next head coach should be, because right away, like, they said what? Well, get Cignetti. I'm going, just want a natty? I think he's going to leave to go to Penn State? That's not going to happen. They're building a statue. Sig is getting a statue.
Oh, yeah.
That's a guarantee. A
big
statue. I mean, the size of...
It'll be like, welcome to Indiana.
It will be. It'll be, I mean, the size of the statue.
Across the board. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the picture of him standing by the president yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
That Sig's
like,
is up
pretty
there.
Proud.
He's got the whole team there in suits. They look good.
He might consider a run for president.
But his name never came up. Why was Brett Bielema's name not brought up?
Oh, why is
now?
That?
Why would if he have left? He's from Illinois. I don't know that, but I would have to imagine if Penn State called Bielema, he might listen. His name is kind of like, why Bielema? Well, he's only won three championships, Big Ten championships at Wisconsin, and he's made Illinois extremely relevant. Extremely relevant.
Grew up on a pig farm in Illinois. It might be that. Don't you think
because he raised pigs as a child, Penn State didn't call? Hey, hold it. Just hang
You're
on a
out.
Second here.
You're out.
Telling me that they're sitting around with the Regents. They're like, well, I kind of like the Bielema guy. Hold it.
No.
See the pig guy?
See the pig guy?
I'm suggesting that Bielema is home in Illinois. He's home. Now, also, do you think that the Bielema camp just shut it down early? Don't bother.
Maybe.
His agent. Don't bother. We're not doing it.
And he may not have had interest, but I just thought it is interesting that his name if I'm looking like, hey, what has somebody done? Who's been in this league? Who gets it? Maybe Brett Bielema.
Oh, Bielema would be good.
And he recruits really well. Who else you got?
There's two more. I'm going to skip ahead to UCLA real quick. UCLA says Bob Chesney is already building a future college football playoff contender.
Huh?
Is the overreaction.
Initial returns are
number
amazing.
Number three in the 27 class.
I'm saying right now, he's. I think Chesney's going to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
They just needed somebody out of UCLA that says, I don't care about the crowd. Let's not spend any time trying to get people in the stands. Let's try to get a football team together. Let's try this out.
He has
and
the
I think
look.
That's what he's doing.
He has the look.
He looks Southern Cal.
He looks like J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he looks, I mean, but he also has the background. He has the stuff. Yeah, Chesney's going to be, I think he's going to be at UCLA for 3 years and then somewhere else bigger.
USC, this is finally the year that we reach the playoff. I think that's not overreaction. That's USC.
How about Purdue?
I don't care about Purdue.
Well, we have to care about Purdue.
We're going to win a Big Ten game.
Or two.
This year. Jeez.
Sure.
Jeez.
Who do they have they can beat?
It says the best chances at a Big Ten win might be in November when Maryland and Wisconsin come to Purdue.
God, they're that bad.
They're
that bad.
They're in the Big Ten championship games a couple years ago.
Barry Odom.
What would you have done 5 years ago, Steve? They call you up and you have to be the head coach. Indiana or Purdue? Which job you taking?
Probably Purdue.
Purdue. You take Purdue every get going. They've done some things. Purdue's been to a Rose Bowl a long time ago, but they were in the Big Ten championship game a couple years ago.
Oh, what Siggs is doing is remarkable because that's such an unremarkable place. Nice. When Nebraska played there, it wasn't. They had it going now, but it wasn't even full. Mellencamp was there.
Mellencamp. Do you think, is there any chance that Mellencamp comes to Lincoln for the game?
They're both 5-0. It'd be a big time game.
I'm sure Mellencamp's like, hang on now.
I'm going to Lincoln.
Did Mellencamp play in Farm Aid?
He might have played in Farm Aid.
He 100% played Farm Aid.
Yeah.
Bring back Farm Aid.
All of a sudden, Mellencamp goes, I want to go back. I've been to Lincoln.
Hold on.
I played in Farm Aid.
I think he did.
Connor used to listen to the show and he'd look stuff up. Now he doesn't anymore. Now he's on the computer.
I went into
summer break over here.
What was the liquor store on
N Street?
No, over on Cornhusker. Back in the day, it's not there anymore.
So have you had your shirt off?
I went in there and I saw the drummer and I said, you're the drummer. You're the drummer for Steve Earle. He goes, no, Mellencamp. They were in a van. The Mellencamp van, I don't think John was in there, was parked outside of Mums.
Mums Liquor.
Yeah. I was just
a kid.
And
you talked to the drummer.
I was just a kid.
With your shirt off.
But it was him. He was bald. I just got the wrong band.
Was he pissed off
about
that?
I was hammered. What?
Was he upset about that?
He gave me a dirty look.
Yeah.
Earl.
Mellencamp. So Mellencamp may return for that reason.
I wonder if he would come back.
Well, we can check in with his team.
He's on tour right now, and they might. I don't know if they'd still be on tour.
We can check. We got to play the game show. Give us a call right now. 464-568. Find a chance to win a business box of Bengals to Beggars and Joe. Today's topic is Nebraska related, state related. Nebraska counties today is our topic. I'm going to give you a city. You tell me what county it's in.
This is embarrassing.
This is the part. And Jake does it on purpose. He belittles us.
I do not belittle anybody.
He does.
I treat everybody the same. I tried to at least.
Yeah,
Bill.
You know we don't know any of these. Steve knows some. I don't know
any. No, I'm
terrible. The Lions are jacked. They love this topic.
And now this is where things turn. And all of a sudden, the people in Milford are not happy with us.
If you think you know your Nebraska counties, call us 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call Dick Down Sip and Bill. In trivia, today's topic, Nebraska counties. You guys don't feel great about this, it appears.
No.
No. I have no idea.
You have some.
I don't.
I can't name any counties.
No.
We just brought up Milford a second ago, and we have Greg in Milford who chimes in for the game show. Good morning, Greg.
What's going on?
Hey, Greg, thanks for calling.
Do you know Vicky Sue Nelson?
Vicky Sue Nelson. I think she's... Is she part of Nelson Contract?
Yeah. Well, Aaron would be her husband who does own this. Yes.
That's correct. She did an act of kindness yesterday for my wife. So we're promoting Vicky Sue Nelson here on the show today.
And Milford
in general.
Milford. So we're glad you called in.
No idea what county
Milford's kind of the town of the day.
It is. Yeah.
Milford is town of the day.
We could do
Maybe
that.
We should be doing that.
Not a bad idea. Town of the day.
Milford today, unofficially.
Yes.
It is. It kicks off our town of the day.
That's not a bad idea.
You guys about building a breaker?
Is there any chance, is there anyone in town in Milford else that you can call or text to build a breaker to have them listen to the show sometime?
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know. A lot of the sports guys already listened in. So.
Yeah. The whole town listens in over there. Right?
Milford's locked in. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, Milford Thank is our... Sounds like we're...
It's a good
We have a
today.
Good stronghold in Milford.
I'd like to do...
I will say, though, Jake, you got to get on the FCC. Downtown Milford is a little fuzzy.
Okay, I will see what I can do.
Oh.
FM static.
Oh. Okay. Gotcha. It's a little fuzzy.
All right, Greg, first question to you. Bill, lifeline for SIP for one question. As always, what county is O'Neill in?
I have a guess.
Oh, man. SIP, I need to call. Remember Russ Riley that was with me that night? He knows all this.
Okay. Yeah, I remember Russ. Yes.
Works for Jim Pillen.
Yes, he works for Pillen. Runs his operations.
Oto.
How long in a stall?
Oto County.
Oto is the guest. Oto is not correct. Bill is calling
Were you born in O'Neill by any chance?
I was.
Oh, no.
What's the county, Bill?
How do I know that, by the way?
Should we try to get busy living?
Yeah.
Should we just...
Come on.
I don't think it's right. I'm going to say it, though. Is it Holt?
Brilliant.
The man knows where he was born.
Nora was born...
He's got to figure it out.
Who said, weren't you born in O'Neill? That was even worse. I was born in O'Neill.
He hesitated to bring it
he
up.
He lived a little and it worked out today.
Drove like the parents day. Drove down from Spencer.
All right, Sip, first question up. 1-0. Bill, can I help you out? What county is North Platte in? Class A school.
I think you should know this. It's down I-80.
That's how you get to
Lincoln question. County.
Lincoln County is correct.
Brilliant.
Oh, look at this man. 2-0 lead for SIP.
And Bill.
Yes.
Longtime assistant coach.
To stay alive. Last question, Greg. What county?
I just got the first answer right. SIP's leading.
What county is Wahoo in?
Okay.
Greg.
I'm pretty sure it's six county.
That's correct.
Is it six?
I think it is six.
I don't think it's six.
I don't think it's six.
That's Ashland.
It's not seven.
I think it's Ashland.
Seven's
either.
Norfolk.
I don't think Ashland's six county.
Eight, no, nine.
Five. What'd you say?
Saunders, I think.
Saunders, there you go.
Brilliant. I need a Waverly. I almost use Waverly.
That's okay. You're all right.
You're fine. You're good.
Okay, now we're in a tussle here.
2-1 lead. Bill cannot help you to win the game. Sip, last question. What county is Blair in? The Bears of Blair.
I don't know this. Blair? Yeah. Knuckles! Bill, I didn't know it.
Greg, you need this to force the tiebreaker.
Washington County.
Washington's correct.
Okay, we got a problem.
Below Burt.
Well, guess what?
Right below Burt.
He puts out the number. You guys go over under the number today. This is for you, Greg. McPherson County is the least populous county in Nebraska. What was the county's population in the most recent census? The whole county. McPherson County, Greg.
I know where this is. I'm trying to think of all the homesteads there.
Do the math.
It is the smallest county in the state.
I'm going to... God. I'm going to say 1,480.
We're winners.
We're winners.
Woo! Nine over. Under.
Yeah. Under.
Brilliant.
What did you guys write down?
I had 148 to start.
I said 82.
Yeah. 379, but still.
Oh!
It's a very small. We only have 1.8 million people.
He won 1,000.
And most are in Omaha and Lincoln of 93 counties. It's all right, Greg. Thank you for calling in.
Greg,
we appreciate
you.
Town of the day, Milford.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you. Did you mark that up? He didn't mark it up. Connor's not marking
anything.
He's getting
there. Town of the day,
Farley's
Milford.
Got the dry erase marker.
Farley's here.
Yeah. He showed up really late.
Hello, Terrell.
Hey, this is late for Farley. What? This is 8 o'clock, man. What's going on? Where are you
overslept.
Been?
Overslept.
Yep, overslept.
Well, it's a win. Well done.
Terrell Farley's in the house, though. We're
now,
wondering.
Why would you say that to me? Weren't you born in O'Neill?
Hey, he got it right. But you backed it up, Bill. You backed it up.
I thought I knew that, by the way.
That one and one.
I read your wiki page the other day.
Shut up. I have a
wiki page. Yes, you have a wiki page.
Did not know that.
You 100% have a wiki page.
Did you write the wiki page?
No. Did you write it? Thank you. If you did, thank you.
Hour two is next, an early break in the ticket.